Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Lots of excitement for sports fans as we were awarded an NHL expansion team. And we here at the Rock are celebrating. Yep, you can get your own KISW hockey jersey. Could be your first jersey you're going to be getting celebrating this whole thing. Call it a sweater, call it a jersey, whatever you want. It's hockey style. It's customizable, which means you can get your name and your number of your choice, anything you want, on the jersey. And I really believe, man, if this was the color scheme that they went with for our new team, it would be pretty sweet. These jerseys look awesome.
They should just call the team the Seattle Rockers.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
All right.
I mean, Rock is a big part of this town.
Yep.
The Seattle Rock? Do you think we'd let them use the name?
Oh, yeah. For season tickets.
How do we not have that in the list of all the different things? The Seattle Rock. That actually...
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway, you want your jersey. Like I said, they're customizable. Get one now at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! B-Migs, you're a loser. It is time to be.
Turn down for Thursday.
Charge out for what?
Oh, yeah.
Friday Junior, just a day away, people.
I love Sarah's oh boy right as we started.
I get very nervous for Beat Migs because I'm always like, if I don't know the answer to something like really super obvious, I panic when asked any question in general. So if I have to like, if I'm like, oh, what if they ask me like something, like what if I can't remember the vice president's name or something? Yeah, I can. Really, it's tense, everybody calm down.
It really is funny. I mean, because
bing, bing, bing.
You know, you do what you do for a living. You're on TV shows like Insatiable on Netflix, Shameless you're going to be on. You are performing in front of thousands and thousands of people, but I do look at you here and I go, I don't think I've ever seen a person more terrified in my life except for Beat Migs.
Yeah.
Well,
and then you're gonna
do
go
you want to get beat by Steve Migs?
Yes. It's kind of my fetish.
Well, this is fun because it's always a little tag team adventure when we do this. So, Sarah.
I have a lifeline.
You do. And we've got Brad in Renton. Brad, are you there, sir?
I am.
Excellent. What are they playing for today, Steve?
Judas Priest tickets are going to be at the Showware Center on June 21st. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Judas Priest tickets, go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. through LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve.
Brad.
Sarah.
Get out of here.
Get out!
So, Sarah, my aunt who works in the Seahawks tunnel says she already misses John.
Oh, really? Well, tell her.
You know the sweet old lady that works in the tunnel?
I do, yes.
Hands out candy?
Yes. He loves her. Yes.
Aww.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, now, that says something about a player when, you know, like the behind the scenes folks, the little guys, if you will, dig the guy. Because not all athletes are loved by the people that work behind the scenes.
No, he was like the cooks. Everyone at the facility loved him and like were sending him notes and stuff when he.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
She definitely misses him.
Well, yes, tell her that he misses her as well. I know that very, very much so.
For those playing,
Freak Andy's
always great.
Yeah.
For those playing at home, Brad and Sarah will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Sarah, you can pass all you want, but
okay.
You'll only get 3 guesses per question.
Oh, Brad, I hope you're smart.
Oh, I'm not that smart.
Oh, two not smart people can beat Migs, maybe.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Technically an active volcano, which mountain in Washington State is named for a British naval commander from the Revolutionary War?
Rainier.
Yes. How many suns does the desert planet of Tatooine rotate around?
2.
Yes.
Nice.
Who played the role of Liz Lemon on 30 Rock?
Tina Fey.
Yes. The 3 main sections of an insect's body are the head, the abdomen, and the what?
Butthole.
No. What did you say, Brad?
thorax?
Yes! Which fictional dog was born at the Daisy Hill Puppy Farm?
Snoopy.
Yes! According to the CCR song title, there's a bad moon what?
Rising.
Rising.
Yes! Which volcanic rock floats in water?
Pass.
Which season did Kelly Clarkson?
Three.
No.
I said shoot.
She said shoot.
I said shoot.
Okay. No.
I
know better. In basketball, how many players max are on the court at one time?
Five.
No.
Six.
No.
Seven.
No. The flag.
Oh, 10. Jesus.
Yeah, but too late there.
Are you sure? Because the music just ended.
They already had three guesses.
Oh,
one,
sorry.
Two, three, four, five, six. Correct.
That's not bad.
Started very well.
Yeah.
And then kind of tapered off it there.
Did, did you dump that, Danny?
Yeah.
Ooh, you should have specified both teams.
I said shoot.
I said. Technically, we're right at five.
Brad, I said how many players?
You did
max.
Say shoot, Sarah, but they get nervous. They weren't sure what they heard, but I heard shoot as well.
I did. I promise. No, I wouldn't say that.
Which means we get a free one. Since we dumped a non-bad word, we have to say a bad word, right?
That's not how that works. That is not how that works, BJ.
Let's do it. Let's drop it.
The one thing I know to do is not curse on the radio, I swear.
Sarah's always been amazing like that. And Danny and Vicky, though, they just, you know what, with me, they just have a little trauma around it. They just push the button all the time.
Oh, I saw her face, but I was saying.
Steve?
What happens if you curse on the radio?
Nothing.
Well, it never gets to the radio. That's the idea. That's the whole. We have a whole all this machinery that keeps that from happening.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Technically an active volcano, which mountain in Washington State is named for a British naval commander from the Revolutionary War?
Mount Rainier.
Yes. How many suns does the desert planet of Tatooine rotate around?
Six.
No.
Nine.
No.
Eight.
No. Who played the role of Liz Lemon on 30 Rock?
Tina Fey.
Yes. The three main sections of an insect's body are the head, the abdomen, and the what?
Tail?
No.
Stomach?
Nope.
Legs?
No.
No.
Which fictional dog was born at the Daisy Hill Puppy Farm?
Snoopy.
Yes.
Yeah.
According to the CCR song title, there's a bad moon what?
Rising.
Yes. What volcanic rock floats in water?
Lava.
No.
Ash.
No.
Volcanic.
No. Which season did Kelly Clarkson win American Idol?
The first season.
Yes. In basketball, how many players max are on the court at one time?
10.
Yes. The flag of Ireland is green, white, and what other color?
Yellow. Orange.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win. Seven to six.
Sorry, Brad.
All I do is win. You're simply the best.
Wow. Yeah, you didn't get the perfect 10.
I'm sorry, Brad.
All right, take it easy, Brad. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
It was very close, though. You know what? Actually, you got more right than he did. Because you answered.
I know, but then I ruined it because if I hadn't answered, when I hadn't said 7 for basketball, then he would have gotten to say 10.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What was the score? 7 to what?
It was 7 to 6.
Oh, you didn't give it to him because he did.
Why would I give it to him?
She's right. I mean,
no,
they both did.
Between the two of them, they have to. They get
you're a bad
guesses.
Person.
They got their wires crossed. That's a good point.
I'm the only person maintaining the integrity of this game.
I think that, you know what? If they were in the
he
same room together.
He has a nice aunt who hands out candy in the Seahawks tunnel.
Yeah, dude. Seriously.
Yes.
Oh, you missed that. That was great. He was his aunt's an old lady that works in the Seahawks tunnel, and she used to give
she's
candy
like
to
legendary.
John Ryan.
Yeah.
What kind of candy did she give?
Of course, that's the idea. We never got to that last
question. I don't know how you sleep at night.
You're really not going to give it to him, Rev?
No!
Wow.
I think you should.
Maybe.
I mean, because of her, the aunt, the Seahawks played so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here you are just.
Just because an aunt gives out Werther's Originals to the players doesn't mean anything.
Oh, wait. That's what she gives out? Then you definitely got to give it to
those
them.
Those are
fantastic. Those are amazing.
Those are terrible.
Why do you, why do you hate such old an people idiot. Candy? Why do I
first
hate
you hate butterscotch, now you hate Werther's.
Because they're about the same thing. They're terrible.
Delicious.
Butterscotch and Werther's Originals are terrible, terrible candies.
God, you know what? We should give them the prize just because you're not, you
I
know,
agree.
Not
you're
human.
Not human.
Dead inside.
Whatever. I can give Brad this.
give him the prize.
Yeah. Fine. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Brad.
Everything is stupid.
Do you think he's still listening?
He better be.
Okay.
Yeah, I can
or he's not
that.
Getting the prize.
So did she hand out the candy as they were going out on the field, or is it just like?
In the tunnel. So I guess, I don't don't remember.
Well, there's two ways to go. You go through the tunnel, come out, and go in, right?
Yeah, probably. Maybe after.
I would think after the game, like you get juice boxes.
Yeah, it's like juice boxes and orange slices afterwards.
Yeah. No, I'm picturing like Russell Wilson running out when they bring out the offense, and here's number three, Russell Wilson. In his hand, he's got,
with
some Twix or something like that. That'd be awesome.
That would be cool. I would be excited.
Stuffing him in his pockets.
Steve, there are two suns that rotate around the desert planet of Tatooine.
Oh, my bad.
It's a very classic scene that you see. Is it the end of the movie or beginning of the movie? I forget.
Some part of the movie.
Some of the movie. Oh, it's a classic scene where Luke is just standing out there going, my life's going nowhere. And there he is with the two suns.
Yeah, and I did get that one, so that's why he should also win.
You also got the three main sections of an insect's body are the head, the abdomen, the thorax. It's the back section. It's basically the butt part.
So one thing I remember from school is I don't ever use thorax for anything else.
The one that you both missed, what volcanic rock floats in water?
Pumice.
We've had this before.
Pumice.
Yeah, I know my rocks.
Pumice feels nice on your feet.
That's what I know pumice for. I didn't know it was volcanic rock.
Yeah, me neither. Now I'm afraid to use it again.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won, but I'll be calling Brad. He'll get the prize.
That's good.
Oh, good job,
congratulations,
buddy.
Brad. You're good welcome.
Yeah, what a team. Brad and Sarah.
We strong-armed him into winning.
You're going to get to see an amazing team at the Historic Everett Theater. We've got a three-person team. Show is at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Sarah, of course, your headliner. Opening up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, formerly of your Seattle Seahawks, John Ryan with brand new material opening up.
Yep.
which is hysterical.
It's amazing.
John's writing his own stuff, and Sarah's wife, she's like, I got nothing to do with this.
I got nothing to do with it. And he's super funny. I was like, oh.
And of course, a local guy, though, he's running around the country and he's doing really well for himself. Andrew Rivers also on the show.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
he's super funny, too.
A hell of a show on that one. And plus, Sarah's a TV star running around doing a couple of shows. I mean, my gosh, I'm surprised you have time to talk to us.
Oh, and this just in. Not only is she a TV show together, we will be TV stars this afternoon on New Day Northwest.
What?
And Colon and I are going to be on with Margaret Larson.
This is unheard of.
Yes.
Two of these big talents, Twitter verified Steve Miggs and Sarah Colon.
Local celebrity Steve Miggs. And Sarah Colonna.
What?
Together on New Day Northwest.
Wow, this might be. You know what? Those ratings will be through the roof.
They will be.
That'll be amazing.
I don't know. I can't believe. I mean, they did already put out the Golden Globe nomination, so I guess we're not going to get that.
You didn't tell Sarah what they sometimes do on New Day Northwest?
What's that?
Sometimes they have trivia questions.
Oh, that's right. They do.
I don't think we're doing trivia, though.
Okay, good.
It's a stressful morning for me if I have to do two of them.
I think we're doing the Hot Topics.
Oh, Hot Topics. Okay, that's
hot
good.
Hot Topics.
Yeah. Well, that's not trivia.
Yeah, you can talk about, because then you can say what you want about those.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so that's not too bad.
Well, one of the things they're hoping that we would talk about is the new the PETA rules.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
The anti-animal language.
I don't know if PETA is trolling us or if they're really serious anymore.
I think this is hilarious, and I want to start using the new phrases that they gave out.
Me too. These are great.
I think they're serious. I don't think they're even trolling us. I think they're serious because they... Right? I mean, it doesn't seem like it can be serious because they're like, oh, this is the fact that they said they are actually like, if you say bring home the bacon, that's animal abuse. Just like, and they said it's like, just like it's you shouldn't use homophobic slurs. I'm like, that you can't compare homophobic slurs to someone saying bring home the bacon.
Well, yeah, because first of all, when it comes to the R word, the N word, and homophobic slurs, the folks that can hear those words can understand them, therefore it can hurt them.
Because a chicken can't understand what you're saying means that they don't have feelings?
Well, it just means that they don't know that you're saying those words. Like, if a chicken came to me and said, dude, that is anti-chicken, I'd be like, all right, I'll be more than happy to be reasonable.
Well, based on that
first of all, you'd freak out because a chicken just talked to you.
There's that.
Well, what if you ran into someone who doesn't speak English and you said something really inappropriate to them? It's still bad.
Well, you know, then I'd be willing
to... arguing on behalf of the chickens.
Why are you? Yeah, really. I mean, again,
this is going to be my take.
They want us to say bring home the bagel instead.
And instead of kill two birds with one stone, it would be feed two birds with one scone.
That one's fantastic.
My favorite one is instead of beat a dead horse, feed a fed horse.
Well, what happens when somebody says those things, you'd be like, oh, you're dumb. You don't know what the actual phrase is. Like, you wouldn't think, oh, you're trying to be pro-animal. You just are getting the phrase wrong.
No, I'm taking the flower by the thorns and changing the way that we speak.
Yeah, no more bulls and horns. We're flowers by the thorns. If they're serious.
They are serious. I'm looking. Dude, it says their whole subtext thing about it. It says words matter, and as our understanding of social justice evolves, our language evolves along with it. Here's how to remove
speciesism from your daily conversation.
This is the kind of stuff that's good. That's ruined when you have a decent cause. When like someone says something like this, they make it hard for anyone to have a legitimate gripe about something else because everyone's just like, I can't anymore. PETA, when I worked on Chelsea Lately, we had her. She had a sidekick who was a little person, Chewy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and there was one show where we had a donkey on, and Chewy, who was a little, he was a heavy little guy, and he was riding the donkey a lot at the end of the show. I have no idea why on a talk show we had a little person riding a donkey.
It feels intuitive to me.
It happened. And PETA called and was like complaining, saying that the donkey looked uncomfortable when Chewy was riding the donkey. And Chelsea's answer was, well, you'd be uncomfortable if Chewy was riding you too. Like, it was just like this whole, we were like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. But, and then I was kind of like, maybe he was uncomfortable. But I think the donkey was just uncomfortable because he was on TV and they don't really like to be on TV.
That could be. And nobody would know.
I think they're meant to carry things. Like, I think he was fine. But anyway, yeah. I'm just saying PETA really likes to get involved in things.
I wish that it would. In one text I brought up at the same point, I wish they would have included, instead of choking the chicken, then give us what they want us to say.
It's a good point.
You notice they didn't go down that road.
No, they sure didn't.
Yeah,
we should ask them why.
Pleasuring the panda? I'm not sure what we would have to use for that. That's either way.
One person says, you all laugh. This is on Twitter. But my dog is suing me because I told a neighbor you can't teach an old dog new tricks. People are just having a field day with this.
Yeah. They are.
They're not helping their cause.
No.
It's that one's a little ridiculous to me. I mean, bring home the bacon is like, I never even thought about being like, even about a pig, even though I understand that's what bacon is made from. But like, I never thought about it being, you know, it's just like the money or what. I don't know.
Just as it's become unacceptable to use racist, homophobic, and ableist language, phrases that trivialize cruelty to animals will vanish as more people begin to appreciate animals for who they are and start bringing home the bagels instead of the bacon.
Okay, I mean, I want to say a bad word to that person, but I mean, I know that's being mean.
Yeah,
I mean, PETA, you're just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just it's a little much. Like, I appreciate their cause. I don't think animals should be abused, but I think we don't have to say, what is it? Grab the rose by the thorns?
The rose by the thorns.
Yeah.
There's just no compromise anymore.
Grab the flower by
exactly,
the thorns.
Exactly, that's what it is. Yeah, there's no compromise. There's no, like, it's fine. You can say.
It's like when people are doing a job to sort of, okay, let me stretch the boundaries I was educated with and realize, oh, okay, the way I used to do things, all right, I get it. It's not right anymore. I'm willing to change. But then it's just not have the people from the other side go, okay, that makes us happy. It's just you give an inch kind of thing. It's like, this is the dumbest thing ever because the animals, I think if you treat them well, sure, I'm all for that. We shouldn't abuse animals. But they don't know words.
No.
They don't know words, so it doesn't matter. And if you know what, if I'm in another country and somebody's saying something horrible to me, but I don't understand it, let them say whatever they want. As long as they're treating me right, I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Right. I mean, if someone's bringing me my food and it's not contaminated and people are saying, they're smiling at me and they're giving me a comfortable chair and they're saying horrible things about that guy's a bagel they ought to bring home with a bacon or something.
Dude, we're feeding a fed horse right now talking about this.
That's a good point. Right.
Sorry.
I used to.
They didn't say anything about early bird getting the worm.
No, so they don't care about
them because they're against worms.
What about this?
There's eggs and bagels a lot of times.
Yeah.
Hadn't thought about it, but the early bird getting the worm, you see, because that's an animal, it's okay for animals to act like animals, apparently.
Right.
Yeah, but us,
we can't, right.
Yeah. Chris brings up a good point. Bring home the bagels, that's anti-weedism.
Oh, that's true.
Hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, they don't have, what if bagels have feelings?
How do they?
I know animals do have feelings, but I'm just saying.
Well, plants do.
They don't, but they don't care that we say, I can bring home the bacon.
How does that get past a board of people to agree that this is the direction that we as PETA want to go to?
Imagine that board of people.
Yeah.
When they all agree to that, Steve, imagine working for those fine folks.
It had to be the big boss up top that came up with these, and everyone's just like, I'm not going to be the one that's stupid.
To tell him he's lost his complete mind.
It's 4:30 on a Friday. I want to go home.
Yeah, sure. Just send it out on Twitter, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
Get out of here.
Well, yeah, that's just, all right. So that'll be up today. You guys get to talk about that.
Yep, and other fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are things I just want to say to people like that, but I guess I would be abusive, so I won't. I really want to use words that aren't acceptable anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, the George Carlin words is what I want to use to whenever PETA opens her mouth like this. That's why I think they got to be trolling us. They can't be that thought policey. I mean, they really can't.
No,
can they?
I don't think so, but I don't think they're trolling us. I really don't.
You're probably right.
Because I don't think they have like a sense of humor.
No,
you know?
Good point. You're right.
I'm sure someone that works at PETA probably does. But I don't think the people that are putting this out have like a sense sense of humor. They don't sound fun to hang out with.
No, not at all. No.
if I happen to say something about, you know, beating a dead horse and they lost their mind on me, I'd be like, I can't.
Really? Okay.
This dinner is over. I don't want to beat them at all, but yeah.
One person says, one of the other ones they have is instead of using be the guinea pig, you should say be the test tube.
Okay, they couldn't come up with anything a little better.
That's the worst one. I agree. Yeah.
I just can't.
And also, why are you feeding birds with a scone?
That's mean to test tube babies.
Yeah. And I know, scones are delicious.
And frankly, I don't think you're supposed to feed them to birds.
No, that's not good for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Gives them a gas problem.
I used to have to say, because I was a vegetarian and my wife was a hardcore vegetarian and she didn't like the two birds with one stone. So I used to have to say we have to bathe two birds in one bath. That's what I used to have to say around our house. And then I finally just looked at my wife's
eyes. Your ideas are almost as awesome as Pete.
Well, I had to come up with it on the fly because of my wife. And then eventually I said, honey, there's a point where we're not going to be married if things are going to be this dumb.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not going to last.
I'm already not eating meat. Can you let me just throw a couple of stones metaphorically at a couple of birds that don't exist? What do you say?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Otherwise, we're doomed.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's like, this is not good. I mean, if this is year four, guess what? Year five ain't happening. We got to figure this out. It's Sarah Colonna, and she is going to be at the Historic Everett Theater. Show is at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. You want tickets, you want info, go to historiceverettheater.com. John Ryan is going to be there.
Oh, it's .org, just so you know.
Oh, did I say .org? No, actually, you did. I said the wrong thing.
.org.
Take two. Someone uses .org still. Who knew?
HistoricEverettTheater.org does.
Yes.
That's where you get your tickets. That's where you see Sarah. That's where you get to see John Ryan. Andrew Rivers also on the show. And we're going to have more with Sarah, as a matter of fact, because it's Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. Call Danny's cell phone, 206-449-1181. That's our temporary number, 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts, and more with Sarah at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by the Shane Company. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Actually, sorry about that, there's a new number. Danny's cell phone, 206-449-1181. That's 206-449-1181. That's the number you need to call. Hopefully we'll get the old phone fixed. And Steve, I know you've got a rule. We got a guest. We got everything.
It's a simple rule, BJ, to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, people will be gone. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
And also on the line with us today will be Sarah Colonna.
Hello.
Hey, there she is.
Hi, still here.
It's funny.
I won't leave.
I mean, I know
you used to leave.
I know you've done TV stuff before, but in the years that we've known you, we've only known you do comedy, even though predating that, you did a lot of other stuff. But now, I mean, you're on, you know what I mean? Insatiable is a really fun new show on Netflix, and you said they got a season two coming up.
Yeah, season two. We start filming in March.
And then when Shameless starts off their second part of the ninth season in January on Showtime, Sarah Colonna's on five episodes of the final part of that season.
Yes.
That is, I mean, that's a show.
Yeah. And saving the best television appearance for last, and that Sarah and I will be on New Day Northwest today. And we just heard from Sue, the producer over at New Day Northwest, and she tweeted saying, you're safe, Sarah.
No trivia
today on New Day Northwest.
Oh, very good.
I can stop stressing out.
Yes.
Well, and you know what? I've got your resume right here. I don't see the Steve Miggs New Day Northwest appearance on here. That is the highlight of your career.
I know, yeah.
We're updating Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Thank you. Please do.
Yes.
Someone probably will, by the way.
I hope somebody does.
Now, before we get to your calls and texts, got to tell you, if you want to see Sarah, and by the way, you know we don't have comics on here all the time. We only have them on when we know they're going to be folks that we can tell you, go see their show, you will laugh. And this is a hell of a bill at the Historic Everett Theater tomorrow night. 8 o'clock show, tickets and info at historiceverettheater.org. Here is who you're going to see. You got Sarah, who's your headliner. Then you've got opening the act, somebody near and dear to Sarah's heart, as well as to Seattle's heart. Former Seahawk puncher John Ryan, going to make this comedy career a thing. It's with all new material since the last time you saw him.
He's opening up. He's opening up, and he has new jokes.
Great. He's taping his comedy special tonight. The very first 5-minute comedy special.
Can you imagine if he like goes, he's supposed to do 5 minutes, and I'm like, can you get off stage like 45 minutes later? I got to do my thing.
Yeah. And also Andrew Rivers, who's really awesome, and we love it. We've had Andrew on the show, and he's just blowing up, and nationally, Andrew, is more and more people are digging what he's doing. He's also on the bill. So this is a great show.
Yeah, and we do a meet and greet after always. Like, we'll just be out there out front afterwards if you want to come tell John that you miss him.
Wow, look at you, a man and woman of the people.
Yeah, come tell him that you think he's still still the most handsome punter.
Yeah.
Michael Dixon's fine. It's fine. But John Ryan's your favorite, most handsome.
Well,
punter.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, listen, and really, he was, I mean, he was, John was with the team back when we had different uniforms. I mean, that's how long he was with us. So we're used to losing guys, you know.
Yeah.
That happens in the NFL. If you got a guy that's on your team more than 3 years, it's really a miracle, or he's your star quarterback usually.
Yeah.
So John being
10
around.
Years. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And he was not just a punter where you go, oh, yeah, we know him. He was really a colorful player in Seahawk history. Maybe the most famous punter we've ever had.
Yeah, it was always cool when we'd go out, and still, obviously, when we're in town, and to see people react to him. It was always like my favorite thing, to see people be excited to see John.
Let's go to Joe in Seattle. 206-449-1181. Joe, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, you people.
Hey, it's my buddy Joe Dredd.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, man, you know, you guys were talking earlier about embarrassing things in public, you know, and I got to admit, yeah, getting an erection in public, but crying in public, that's pretty embarrassing, too, but I've got a recent story for you there.
Yeah, we talked about that today. Steve thought, Sarah, that if you had an erection or you cried in public, no, that was the worst thing you could have as a man.
Not meaning to cry, but you're caught crying in public, or an accidental stiffy. Not just like a regular, just like I'm intentional.
Do you have intentional public stiffies? I'd like to. I didn't know that was a thing.
I'd like to keep that quiet, but okay, yes, maybe.
Okay. What if you have an erection and you're crying in public?
Oh, that's typically what happens.
Sounds like my entire dating life.
That's how you find me outside Deja. Most of the time.
That's called Tinder.
Yeah, that's it. You're absolutely right. All right, Joe, how about you? You were crying in public. When did this happen?
Well, okay, so right before Halloween, my wife and I took a flight to Miami, and we went on the Kiss Cruise. And you guys go on the hardcore Kiss Cruise.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So this was like going to Nirvana for me. And, you know, BJ, I know you go to these board gaming conventions, and when you're surrounded by people of the same mindset, it can be a bit much, you know. It's like Steve going to a porn convention, or even Vicky going to an orgy. You know, you get caught up.
Well, and Joe, if I'm not mistaken, because I think you were the first one to let everybody know Ace was there, because that was a surprise. Nobody thought that would happen.
That's how I found out. It was on his Facebook page.
Yeah, it was very cool. It wasn't so much that I knew Ace was going to be before me, but you know, he got up on stage with the guys and did like four songs and stuff. But I'm there. It was when they sail away. They have a sail away show where they're playing acoustic on the top deck, and everybody on the ship is up there. You know, and you're surrounded by all these people that are there for the same reason you are. And the band's playing. I'm looking around. And I'm like, wow, this is just so awesome. And then they started playing Hard Luck Woman, and I just loved that song so much. And next thing I know, my chin started to quiver, and I just got caught up in it. And one of the guys I was hanging with, he turns around and looks at me and goes,
oh, yeah.
Call me out. And so, of course, for the rest of the cruise, my Kiss song that was dedicated to me was Tears Are Falling.
That is awesome.
But did you have an erection? Is the real question.
Dude, do you have an erection? And you're crying? Joe, thanks for the call. You know, when you get north of 50 as a dude, it starts happening. I don't know if it's we're losing our testosterone, whatever, but the tears fall a lot easier. You're also starting to see maybe a little bit more your mortality. Some of the things you loved in life, the older folks that were part of it are passing away, and the tears just start hitting. And it's like, I why did this not happen before I was 50?
Yeah, I'm kind of.
I always call it manopause.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I do it too, though, and I do it like I just saw we just saw Dear Evan Hansen, that musical. I cried so hard during it that I thought I was going to have to leave. Like at one point, I was like, this must be uncomfortable for people. And then there was a guy crying next to me. He was like a little bit young. John was on one side of me, and then this, you know, a stranger on my other side. And he was crying really hard, and I almost like touched him. I almost wanted to be like,
it's going
to
be okay.
And then I started going through in my head whether or not that's appropriate. I'm like, well, why can't I just touch him and console him? And John was like, because that's weird. You don't know him.
You know, usually
you should have done it just to see how he'd react.
I know.
It.
He's like, let his girlfriend do it. She's on the other side of him. I'm like, he just seems so broken. Yeah.
Usually the phrase, why can't I touch, usually ends in prison time. Yeah. Usually. That never is answered with a positive
response.
That's
true.
Yeah. And has that been a thing, though, Sarah, that you, have you you been known as a crier, or is this something lately?
I am usually. Yeah, I think so. But it seems like it's getting worse. Like, I saw A Star Is Born, and I cried so hard. It was like my cat.
The movie.
My cat died again.
The new movie.
Yeah.
I heard it was good.
Very hard. Like, I cried so hard. And, you know, it's not real. You know, it's just a movie. Like, well, it's not really happening.
But look, that looks like it could be real. You know, when Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker are having a moment and I'm crying, I know shouldn't be real.
Okay, that might be menopause.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, but you know, at least those relationships in Star Is Born could be something that could happen on our planet.
Right, that's true.
I don't think anyone's going to come to with a Death Star and want to have a father-son moment with me.
Well, you're wrong.
That's right. It could happen. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Our special guest, Sarah Colonna, at the Historic Everett Theater. Get those tickets at historiceverettheater.org. And you can call us on Danny's cell phone, 206-449-1181. Text us at 77999. Or your calls and texts with Sarah at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. With us, Sarah Colonna, who's at the Historic Everett Theater tomorrow night, 8 o'clock show. She's got the bill with Andrew Rivers and former Seahawk John Ryan going to do an opening set of 5 minutes, which is, I can't believe this, that he can do that.
It's amazing. I know. It's very exciting. And he's super funny, too. It's like not even, it's just fun.
We have a funny text that someone had about John and you. They said, what's the last dumb thing that you and John have fought about?
Fought about? I'll be honest, we don't really fight.
I was going to say, I don't picture him really getting into arguments.
No, I mean, I know we have. I'm trying to remember because there was both of us, our argument is more like, oh my God, you're so annoying. Like, that's what our conversation turns into, like, two people doing that to each other. And I'm trying to remember, there was something recently where that happened, but I can't. I think it was because he's not a jealous person, but he gets jealous. He's like, I get jealous of things that can't happen. He's like, oh, you think that guy's hot? Like, you know, like Bradley Cooper or something ridiculous. And I'm like, I won't even say that. He'll be like, oh, do you think Bradley Cooper's hot? And I'm like, I didn't say that. And he's like, oh, I know, but you do, right? And then he'll be like irritated the rest of the movie. And I'm like, I didn't even say he was hot. You're the one that brought it up. So clearly you think he's hot. And then we get irritated with each other.
Dude, that's so funny for that. Because we went to Orlando and we ended up in the Wax Museum place, right? So we're taking pictures of all these wax celebrities. But then my wife took a picture with Ryan Reynolds, and it wasn't a silly picture. It was like her like posing with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
I was like, oh, really, huh?
Yeah.
She's like, take this picture of me and Jennifer Lopez then. And like it was like this stupid, like, I'm going to show you.
Competing with wax figures.
Right. Yeah. So you got a hot guy. Well, I got a hot wax figure girl too.
Dude, that's the Notebook effect though.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, every girl, that's what they got to be thinking. I know that he's an attractive man, but is it Reynolds or Gosling? Which one?
I don't know. Oh, no, wait. It wasn't David Beckham. I don't know celebrities very well.
Because Ryan Reynolds, he's an attractive guy, but he's a funny guy. But Ryan Gosling's the one
who's
all
love. Who's that? Oh, wait. I don't know who the hell that is.
Did you say it might have been David Beckham?
Yeah. It wasn't David Beckham. Who's that celebrity?
I have no
idea. Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Oh, well, he's a beefcake.
That's pretty close.
Don't worry about that. That's pure sex.
Yeah. But I proved her wrong, and there I am with J-Lo.
Yeah. That's amazing. I love that you're like...
See, I don't mind the sex part.
I'm arm in arm.
Yeah.
I don't mind a guy that's super sexy, but if it is Ryan Gosling, you know that that's a deeply emotional, like, he's the greatest husband that could ever be guy.
He's going to build a house for you even after you've left him for another man.
And when you're like losing your mind, he's going to play a doctor in a hospital and read a book to you every damn day for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
That's like ultimate, like, I can never be that kind of husband,
honey.
That's
real love.
Yeah, Channing Tatum, I know, he's beefcake. You can fantasize all you want about him because, you know what, I know that he's going to be emotionally vacuous like me.
Yeah, we don't want someone that'll read to you.
Exactly.
That's what makes you jealous.
Yeah, that is funny that he does get away. But you are in the business. Do you think that maybe because you're in the business, he thinks that someday you could cross paths with Bradley Cooper and maybe Bradley would go, you know what? All these women in Hollywood, they're not Sarah Colonna.
That's true. I mean, let's not rule out that that's what Bradley Cooper would think about me. Like, let's just say that's real. But I wouldn't ever... Like, I don't know. I just think that he's like, I just get jealous about dumb things that make zero sense or like, you know, like things that are just like irrational. But then in real life, you know, he doesn't have any issues.
Now, granted, we only see you during these interviews, but we hang with you in the studio when the mics are off, and you're just very chill. It's hard for me to believe that you would have an argument about anything, like that you'd want to put the time into any drama.
No, that's just in my car. Like, I'm an angry driver. I get it all out.
Yeah.
I think there. Yeah, especially in Los Angeles. I get it out there. I like stare people down. I do that thing, you know, where you speed up next to them and give them the finger until they look at you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. John's like, you're going to die one day doing this because someone's going to just pull out a gun because there's crazy people. You have to stop doing this.
Still, though, if you're a person that's got some fame, I think it would be cool if somebody who I really loved in a TV show or a movie actually was pissed off at me. I'd be giving you a look and I'd be going, oh, you're like, love your work. Sorry that I cut you off.
Yeah, I don't. We don't really. I know. I mean, I hate to say that we don't argue because it sounds so obnoxious, but we just really don't. I don't, there's not, you know.
You know what?
Like
you
little,
and Steve. You and Steve. You both of you, because you have Steve has that kind of marriage. So I never hear those two fighting ever.
No. I mean, if we have an argument, it's the same kind of thing. It lasts like maybe 20 seconds. I'm like, this is dumb. Why are we arguing?
Yeah.
I'd rather just hang out and be happy.
Yeah. it's not worth it. Right.
Like, this is just a waste of energy. I almost got mad at her, like while we were walking around the streets of New York, like shopping, and I was like, and she's like, why are you getting mad at me? I'm like, you're right. This is dumb. Like, we're just trying to go find a store. Like, why is that upsetting me that we're going the wrong way? We're together. That's all that matters.
I know why, dude.
Why?
You were getting that East Coast vibe invading you again because everything's a problem on the East Coast. And since your wife never lived there, she's the reasonable one going, what is the problem? We'll just turn around.
Right. Everyone just wants to curse each other out.
Yeah. It's, you know, that's why a lot of folks in the East Coast go, I got to get off this ship or I'm going to sink.
Yeah.
Because everybody's in a bad mood and they don't realize you're living in bad mood vibes. It's the only reason why you're in a bad mood.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, we have an update about the lady that hands out candy at the Seahawks games.
Right, yes.
I work the sideline and the lady's name is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
And the candy that she hands out to all the players when they're in the tunnel is York Peppermint Patties.
Oh, I love a York Peppermint Patty.
Oh, and that'll give you a boost. That's not actually a pretty good candy to start a game off
with. It's like a performance enhancing drug.
Maybe they might ban that, but right now.
PED, but the P is for peppermint.
Yeah.
I love a peppermint patty. Remember so those good old commercials? When I bought into a York peppermint patty.
I feel like I'm a Seahawk. Wait, I am.
That could be a new commercial.
Those were the two best commercials.
The Klondike bar one.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
that would be bad if she's handing out Klondikes and it's just getting all over the uniforms. I would still like one, though.
Yes, I would, too.
There's something cute about an old lady handing out candy to, like, these big-ass football players. They should make a commercial out of that.
Remember that
Joe Green commercial with the Pepsi or whatever the hell
it was? Towel?
Yeah, that was really an awesome commercial.
Was that Coca-Cola?
I thought it was Pepsi, but I could be wrong. Look it up. And Coca-Cola will be really mad at me if it was them, but I really thought that was the last thing that I remember that Pepsi did.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they haven't done some kind of thing with that, like for the Seahawks.
Yeah, because she's
just local, even if they wanted.
What a cute idea.
Yeah.
Yes, Vicky?
It was Coca-Cola.
Like I said, it was Coke. Sorry, Coke.
Somebody has a big question. He says, sorry, with John being a huge Christmas fan that he is, now that he has some time off, how nuts has he gone decorating the house?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah, he's...
Didn't he have that...
The Christmas village? Yeah.
With the shooting the snow in the air?
Oh, he has five Christmas trees.
Yeah.
He's had a really tough time lately because most of the stuff is still here. So we're getting it on Saturday because we sold the house, but we just have everything is still there. So we're packing it up on Saturday, this coming Saturday. And so he has decorated quite a bit for Los Angeles because it's like, well, I didn't have that much stuff. So he's like, I can't take it. I got to go get some more stuff. But until I have to tide me over until I get all my Seattle stuff. But it's been killing him that it's here. Like he has this huge village, the tree that snows on itself. So like mid next week, the house will look like Christmas exploded.
It'll be decked out. That's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. Someone told me that because we're having like a holiday party right before Christmas. And someone was like, you should just charge admission to see his Christmas village.
Yeah.
Like, we should just be like, oh, do you want to go through there? It's roped off. It's $5.
I tell you what, Sarah, I love that. I love when people deck that out. It's one of my favorite things down in Orange County. They're the Balboa Island, everybody, because they have contests.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
And so these people just go out of their minds, and I go, I don't have to do any of this. Thank you, folks, because I get to watch it and not have to do anything to put it up.
Yeah, he hung up a couple wreaths on the on the outside of the house, and he got lights, but he doesn't like heights. So he was up on this ladder about to do the lights, and I was like, get down. Like, don't break the moneymaker hanging lights, okay? Yeah. Let's not break a leg hanging lights. Let's just hire someone, give them $100 to do it.
Well, Sarah Colonna, yes, so yes.
Can I just a quick plug for something that's happening tonight that I'm going to be a part of?
No.
Okay. Thanks. You guys
go right ahead. It is your show. What the hell?
A big benefit show that's happening. My band, Bruiser Brody, is playing Wide Only in the Wreck.
Oh, damn.
Playing as well. John is from 10 Miles Wide. Intisar is going to be there. Also, Siren Sister are back together for this show. We're all at the Highway 99 Blues Club, and that's tonight. It starts at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, I think. Whoa. So it's an earlier show.
Okay, which is good. Hopefully you get to go on early.
And it's a great benefit for, it's called the Beating Heart, a benefit for Life Center Northwest. It's all based on, and it's a celebration of the life of Joel Eggert, who unfortunately died in a motorcycle accident a few years ago. He was a big rock fan, great dude.
Oh, that's cool.
And a lot of his body parts, you know, his heart and a bunch of other organs were donated to people.
Oh, that's really
cool.
So
it's to raise money for that. And in fact, they're flying in the lady who has his heart now.
What?
She's coming from Alaska to be a part of the show. So it's pretty powerful.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So it's a pretty cool thing that's happening tonight at the Highway 99 Blues Club. And shout out to the West Seattle Wrecking Crew. They became a motorcycle club. That was something that Joel always wanted to create. And then he unfortunately died. And so they made this motorcycle club in honor of him. So there's a lot of really powerful things going on with this.
Damn, you talk about crying in public. There could be a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty powerful night. And especially the fact that lady that received his heart.
That's crazy.
That's when all of a sudden I'd lose it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because that is, that's just unbelievable. Like he's still with us.
Yeah, so please come down, come hang out, and then celebrate the life of Joel Eggert and some great music. It's going to be a real fun time.
If anybody wants info, where can they get it?
If you just type in The Beating Heart in Facebook, all the details are there. Or just hit me up. But it's happening, and tickets are selling really well. So if you want to come, get down there early, and let's hang out and celebrate.
And don't forget, tomorrow night, Sarah Colonna, Historic Everett Theater, historiceverytheater.org. That's where you get your tickets. One show, 8 o'clock. John Ryan, former Seahawks punter, are going to be there, as well as Andrew Rivers and Sarah. And of course, Sarah, we love you for, getting up this early, making the trip. It's always great having you on the show.
It's always my favorite to come here, so thank you. Don't tell New Day, but I think, I'm just kidding. They're my favorite TV show. Favorite radio show.
Yeah, tune in. What time this morning, Steve?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock on King 5.
You guys are the best to me, so I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And don't forget, January, she's going to be on Shameless, which I'm very excited for on Showtime.
Yes.
That is awesome. All right, a man got kicked by a horse, and hey, you know what? It actually saved his life. I'll tell you all about this at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Normally when you get kicked by a horse, that's not a good thing. And
that's
you know,
Ken Pinion.
Yeah. Oh, that's a whole different way of getting kicked by a horse. Yeah, this guy, he did get kicked by a horse, and it actually saved his life. He's 21 years old. He's a dude from Ireland. His name is Ryan. He lives in Australia, trains racehorses, and he's in really, really good shape. But for some reason, at 21 years old, he was like, God, I'm not feeling well. Something just felt off, but he just didn't know what it was, didn't think it was that big of a deal. Then he was at work one day and got kicked in the back by a horse, which sucks. And I got to be thinking, man, that's a beating.
I'm glad I'm never really in a situation where that's ever going to happen to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're not just hanging out in the house and all of a sudden, oh, damn horse.
Apparently the kick didn't do much damage, but he kept feeling back pain. So he thought, well, maybe the kick did do something. Let me go check it out. And they're like, no, you know what? The horse's kick didn't do anything to you, buddy. But you know that testicular cancer you got? That's what's causing it. How about you got some problems with your boys and you're feeling stuff in your back and you don't know they may be related? He's got to have multiple surgeries. He has a 3.5-inch tumor they got to get out. Chemotherapy, they got him going through that. But he's all clear. He went through all that. He's all clear. Got to go for regular checkups. But if not for that horse kicking him in the back, Steve, he might not be with us right now.
It's nuts how you hear those stories so often.
Yeah, that's what you did there.
I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah. Kathy Faulkner is in for Ryan Castle.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Oh, happy birthday, Sarah.
Am I on your good side now?
Yes.
No, he didn't still get you anything.
Shut up.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Please welcome to the show, Sarah Colonna.
Did I ever tell you about the time I lost my mind on a fan in the stands when he booed John, and I just lost my whole brain exploded?
He was in the stands and you were in the stands.
Yeah. I was like, he's been on your team for a decade. How dare you? One bad punt. And then the next one was like 60 yards, and I was like, is that good enough for you? Like, oh, I wouldn't let it go the entire game. I was with my nephew, and I thought I was going to turn around and he'd be horrified, and I looked at him, and he was like, keep going. This is amazing.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's this critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.